Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. Sarah Shepard, Vice President of Business Wire in New York City, joining us on our show tonight. And I'd just like to take a moment and thank a few more sponsors, Patent Strategies, ChinaToWest.com, Carter DeLuca, Farrell & Schmidt. Thank you for your support. Okay, Sarah, a question came in. Doug from Minnesota. He's telling us how intrigued he is by your information, and he appreciates it. He wants to know how much it costs to send out a regional press release, because he's on a shoestring budget, and he also wants to know what steps he needs to take to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Thanks for your interest, Doug. Much appreciated. In terms of setting up, as I mentioned to you before, if you go to businesswire.com, there's a membership application, and I can work with Brian on providing some of these links that we could put on the godinvention.com website, which will make it easy for all of you. But everything when you're sending out over out a press release in terms of regional package, again, we'd want to find out what audience do you want to reach? Who are you trying to reach? Is it just the trade? Do you want to reach just the newspapers, TV, and radio in Minnesota, or are you looking for something in that complete area or national? So that's stuff where we would work with you on a consultative approach, again, depending on your budget, to work with you to make sure that you're getting the best, you know, bang for your buck, if you will.
So as long as we're able to write a press release ourselves and we give it to, we connect up with a company like Business Wire, and your company will then guide us on the outreach. But they won't help us. I mean, if we write a junky press release, you don't have any say in it.
We don't have say in it. However, you know, I can certainly point you in the right direction if you are looking for some folks to help you write those press releases, either a PR consultant or an agency. I can definitely help you point you in the right direction. What we do have available for our members in businesswire.com is a tool called Press Release Builder, whereas we help you optimize that press release once it's written to make sure you're taking advantage of using hyperlinks within the body of the release, again, to drive traffic back for people to take an action, whether it be buy a product, subscribe to your email alerts, or to gather more information. Secondly, what we do is we have a keyword analysis tool that says what keywords should you be using in your press release to be found online as well.
It's very interesting, Sarah, because from an inventor's perspective, we're always kind of forcing our way into opportunity and trying to beat up the editors to write a story about us or to get the word out about our product. But now it's kind of the tables turned a little bit with a press release and getting it out there. Now we have editors and media looking at what we're doing, and they're kind of coming to us now. And these days, it seems like a lot of media and editors are looking for stories to write within certain industries. So it's probably a real good opportunity. I'm just wondering, what do you think, what type of impact does doing a press release actually have
for
a product?
Well, you know, just going back to something that I started talking about earlier, is there are two sides of a press release. There's a push side, where you're proactively pushing it out to the targeted media that Doug from Minnesota was asking about. But then there's a pull side of it, which you just alluded to in terms of the media looking for information. So what that does is when you send out a press release, it's going to go out to all these targeted media, but it also is going to become a mini website. So when you're sending out a press release, it's becoming with its own permalink, its own permanent URL in there with keywords that you select through the uploading process, where it's indexing itself within the search engines. You can go out and you could buy keywords, and you could buy a Google AdWords to be found online. But the most important types of content that you want to be found is through organic search, where someone's doing a keyword search. For example, we're going to go back to this example again, iPad accessory, iPad children's accessory, or as we talked about that other example, multiplication tricks or multiplication learning techniques. You want to use those keywords within the body of your release to be found online because, again, your press releases can be indexed in the search engines, for example, on Google, Yahoo, all the various search engines out there, which in turn helps build your history online. And that's the key, folks. It's making your content and your product findable.
Very, very interesting. And then you connect that to the social media connections, and those also organically come up in the searches, right?
Yep, and again, if you have that actual press release, it's already gone out, you're getting that traction there, but you want to then repurpose it via your Twitter handle, via your Facebook page, and then you can also correlate how you can then look at your Facebook page. You're putting content up on there. Maybe there are industry-related articles that you're putting up there, but you also want people to start liking you. So if you're putting industry information out there, the media is going to come find you. Because, again, doing these keyword searches, but let's not only think of it as the media, because I think that'll pigeonhole the conversation about a press release. A press release is also to be pushed out there to find what else, and what else do inventors want? Potential investors. Potential investors, if they like a certain product or an industry type, you want them to find your information online. Perhaps you're looking for a potential partner. You want your information to be out there and searchable to be found, and that's what the press release can help you do. On the other side of it, you want to also consider maybe doing some SEO marketing for your company. So maybe it's buying some keywords or finding it a way to get your ad pushed out to different targeted audiences that you want to reach as well to help build your audience following. That's another very important aspect of the game. In terms of measurement, one of the things that Business Wire provides to you, should you use it for press release distribution, is that you do get various measurement reports which help you gauge the effectiveness and the impact of that release. Included in that are how many times were certain links that you put in the body of the release clicked on, how many times was that release repurposed, how many people tweeted that release. And knowing that, that could be another audience for you to start going to follow. Remember, there are various constituents out there that you want to reach. So the key of the game is getting your product, your content, your company out there to be found online by all these eyeballs that we're talking about.
It's very, very interesting. I'm just trying to think from an inventor's perspective. We're always trying to do as much as we can by ourselves on a budget, but it doesn't seem that complicated, Sarah. It seems like this is something we're investing in intellectual property and patent searching and making prototypes. Now we're talking about, making brochures, and now you have a brochure that's going out, really a press release that's going out to anybody that you want to catch. And I think it's a great opportunity. And also getting involved in the SEO and putting the right keywords and things like that. I mean, it seems like Business Wire, and there's probably other outlets, but it seems like your company put a lot of time into putting that structure together to really make it so it's a worthwhile tool for anybody.
Absolutely, and it's not so cost prohibitive. It's much cheaper than, worrying about building your own website for something if you don't have that yet. It's much less expensive than having to take, a commercial ad out. Or to take a placement in a newspaper or a magazine to promote something.
Yep, you actually brought up an interesting point, because a lot of people, when I see people writing press releases, sometimes it looks a little like too much of an ad. I'm sure the media doesn't respond, as well as they would if you were coming out and kind of reporting it like it's, you want to pass information to them.
Absolutely, and Business Wire, we have 32 offices worldwide. And the local bureaus that are going to be preparing and sending out these press releases actually are trained to vet all press releases when they are preparing it and coding it to go out to the various markets that's going to reach. And what we do is, if something comes off too salesy, if you will, it won't go through our system. We might go back to the client and say, this isn't really newsworthy. This isn't really something that the media would expect Business Wire to send out. Perhaps you should tailor it a little bit differently, and your headlines perhaps should read like XYZ. So we do help clients on that perspective.
Hmm. And the SEO information also, is it primarily focused on press releases, or is it other things around it?
Well, from an SEO perspective, from using a press release, there are tricks and tips that you can do, you know, within the body of the release to help optimize it further. When you're writing a press release, we spoke about this before, but it's so important, I will reiterate it, is including hyperlinks back to sections of your website, if one exists, that can help tell the story. Because a press release is an opportunity for you to spoon-feed the information on it to the reader that's reading it so they can consume your actual content. It's also an opportunity to, for example, if you're writing a press release and it is leading with XYZ product launch at XYZ trade show, you'd want to have information about the trade show leading in, information about the product, and a quote probably from you, or if you have a director of marketing, or if you have a director of sales, whoever's going to provide that quote, you want to then say, if I'm going to be quoting someone, why don't I put a hyperlink behind that person's name, either back to their bio on the website, and or if you don't have one, back to their LinkedIn page. And perhaps that person was quoted in a recent article or in a recent blog posting. Link back to that blog. In the press release, when you're talking about your company, again, an opportunity to drive more traffic to the different social media pages that you may manage. So encourage people to like your Facebook page within the body of the press release.
Very, very interesting, Sarah. One of our listeners, we have about 10 seconds left. You said Pinterest, right? Pinterest.com, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. All right, Sarah, this is fantastic information. Inventors, this is a way for us to get the word out. You don't have to run always to a trade show. Now you can think press releases and SEO and getting that out. We'll be back with Sarah Shepard, Vice President of Business Wire, on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Stay tuned for segment 4.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's A-D-L-I-L-A-W.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
No family can survive on two incomes anymore, let alone one. If you are supplementing your family's income working from home, then tune into The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio. Host Deb Bixler brings you sales tips, lead generation systems, and best business practices that guarantee direct sales success. Whether you're looking for a little extra cash or a career change, The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio will give you proven systems that will work in your home business. The Cash Flow Show, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.